Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The prophet under the old covenant and under the new was supposed to be a spokesman for God. In fact, the word prophet in the Greek, prophetes, literally means one who speaks for another. When God instituted the prophetic office, he said, "And it shall come to pass, that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy 18:19. The true prophets recognized their responsibilities to speak only as they had received word from God. Over and over the Old Testament prophet said, "Thus says the Lord," or "The word of the Lord came unto me." But there were men in Jeremiah's day who spoke from their own hearts and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Jeremiah 23:16. Those false prophets kept assuring the Israelites, "You shall have peace." And they say unto everyone who walks after the imagination of his own heart, "No evil shall come upon you." Jeremiah 23:17. The Lord, through Jeremiah, asked the false prophets some very penetrating questions. Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Jeremiah 23:18. If the prophets who promised the Israelites peace and safety were telling the truth, then Jeremiah and his comrades were not telling the truth. They could not be preaching contradictory doctrines and both be right. The false prophets were more interested in pleasing the people than in serving God and his people. Is it really a serious matter when men who claim to speak for God are not really listening to God? "Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked." Jeremiah 23:19. Does this verse provide some insight into what God will do for those who twist and pervert his word? The New Testament discusses the same problem in the churches of Galatia. "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Only there be some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed." Galatians 1:6-9. Do you understand what a serious matter it is to claim to speak for the Lord? God's word, as you unquestionably understand, is the lifeblood of his kingdom. If we add to his word or take from it, we are bringing the curses of God upon our heads. He will send grievous punishment on those who violate his word. The whirlwind will fall grievously on the heads of all false prophets. Now, we could wish that modern television and radio evangelists who claim to be receiving special words from God would take heed to these warnings in Jeremiah. Tragically, the radio and television evangelists who claim special revelation are deceiving and misleading millions of people. My heart aches for those who are being led into error. According to Jeremiah, "The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly." Jeremiah 23:20. How very easy it is for men to think they are hoodwinking the Lord. They must imagine they can get by because they are religious and pretending to walk in the way of the Lord. My friend, it is very dangerous to engage in this kind of activity. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.